Hello and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. And I'm sitting here in a white canvas tent in the middle of the woods to talk to you about something that is so important when it comes to relationships. And that is being able to ask for what you want. However, while we could talk about the process of asking for what you want, and I do suggest if you haven't downloaded it yet, definitely check out my top three secrets to relationship communication guide. It's free. You can download it by visiting neilsatin.com/relate or texting the word relate to the number 33444 and following the instructions. So that guide will give you some helpful hints about how to communicate what it is that you want. But there's this deeper piece, which is, do you actually know what you want? And if you really looked at what you think you want, would you be surprised? Or might you see, I'm not so sure that that is actually what I want from my partner. So today's episode is going to be quick, and it's all about creating your instruction manual for your partner. Now, let's face it, in an ideal world, both you and your partner are very curious and are always looking at each other and trying to discover nuances of what makes each other tick. And part of that is figuring out what turns your partner on and what doesn't, and what they actually want from you, how they feel loved most, and maybe how they feel loved least, even though that may be how you're inclined to show your love. So, you know, it can get a little dicey in there. So what I'd like for you to do is actually sit down and either write or type or speak into your voice memo on your phone, whatever it is. But I want you to create the instruction manual for you. So if I met you, you could hand me this instruction manual and I would know exactly what it takes to make you feel loved, to make you feel special, to make you feel cherished, to turn you on. And maybe you'd even have like some troubleshooting tips in there, and also like a big warning section that tells me all the things not to do, like don't stick my finger in the electrical socket, things like that. So have fun with it. Just take a few minutes and sit down with your computer or a recording device or something. And this doesn't have to be perfect. Although in the end, if you want to publish it and have it bound and present it to your partner for your birthday, then that might be a good idea. As long as you can do it in a way that's playful, because most partners, I think, would appreciate getting that instruction manual from you, but not if it's done in a way that, you know, feels a little passive aggressive or like, you don't know me, so here's the instruction manual. So you want to be able to be playful about it. The reason I suggested giving it to your partner for your birthday is because it really is truly a gift to you, both to be able to articulate exactly what it is you want to yourself, to see it spelled out there, and then to assess, like, what things on here are really true. Can you hear that plane flying overhead? They've probably spotted me here in my tent. So you can figure out which of these things are actually true for me. Which are the things that really are meaningful and would be powerful? And then what are the things that I've been assuming are true that would be great, but when I really see it on paper or hear myself speak it out loud, I actually realize that it's not true. It's just cliche or something that I think I might want, but it actually isn't true. And you also might find in the process that if you make yourself go a little bit longer, you know, try to get everything out, and then you're going to hit that wall of silence where you're not sure what comes next and maybe you're done. See if you can persevere past that point, maybe for another 5 or 10 minutes, and see what else comes out, because those things may especially surprise you. You can frame this in terms of the love languages. You know, do you want acts of service? Do you want loving words? Do you want affectionate touch, et cetera, et cetera. Or you can get really nuanced this. How are the ways, what are specific things that your partner could do that would really have a big impact on you? So yes, this is your gift to yourself, and my gift to you today is to ask you, please try it out and see what you discover. So I am actually on my honeymoon this week, and I'm recording this in advance of my honeymoon, so don't worry, I'm not taking a break from my honeymoon to talk to you, although I almost would because you are really important to me. I'm so excited that we have this opportunity each week to touch base about what happens in relationship and how to make relationships amazing. I think you know by this point that that really drives me, and I feel like it's an important part of my mission in the world. That being said, I'm going to end this episode now so that I can get back to finishing the preparations for the wedding, which is less than a week away. And by the time you're listening to this, I'll be somewhere in a cabin enjoying honeymooning, whatever that means. All right. I hope you have a great week. As always, take care. And I will see you next week as well with episode 102. And you know, I've been so consumed with thinking about my wedding that I haven't even figured out who we're going to be talking with. So I guess I better go figure that out and then get back to the wedding preparations. All right. Sending so much love and blessings to you. You can always find me, except when I'm getting married and on my honeymoon, in the Relationship Alive community on Facebook. And you can email me. My email address is Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. I do read everything that I get. I cannot promise that I will respond to you. I just want to be clear about that. But I do love to hear from you with your feedback, your suggestions for the show, or just to know what's going on in your life. Often the emails that I get become topics of future shows, although, of course, I will keep you anonymous. And lastly, if you find this podcast to be helpful, please consider making a contribution. You can do that by visiting neilsatin.com/support, or you can text the word support to the number 33444 and follow the instructions and just choose something that feels right and light to you. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week.